Well, we turn now to a very interesting proposal for reinvigorating Australian politics. It's been put by Julian Lisa, who's the Executive Director of the Menzies Research Centre, which is the Liberal Party's think tank. Julian recently wrote an article in Quadrant magazine called The Case for Primaries, and he joins us now. Julian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Are Australian politics or Australian politicians getting worse? I mean, is there really a need to reinvigorate our system?
My paper wasn't written from the basis that Australian politicians are getting worse. It's that we could do more to reinvigorate the whole political party system, and that we could do more to encourage more people to get involved in the political process. I was just so impressed with the large number of people who got involved in the primary system in America. I think 35 million people voted in the Democratic Party primary alone. That's something like 11% of the total population, not even the voting population. And if you translated that here, that'd be 2.3 million people voting in a primary for one party alone. So I think it has a really potentially positive effect for our parties. I mean, our political party membership is in decline. The Liberal Party says it's got about 80,000 members nationally. The Labor Party says it's got about 50,000. And if you go to a party meeting anywhere, you'll see only a handful of people showing up these days. And I think that's not good for our society. I'd like to see more people engaged in the political process. Stronger party organisations create a stronger society.
Good. Can you just tell us a bit about the American system and what is a primary?
Well, a primary is essentially a way of selecting a candidate. And it's a way of selecting a candidate that's most like an election. It's like having a mini election before the election itself. So the way primaries work is a candidate nominates, and then depending on which state you're in and which office you're running for, it depends on who gets to vote. So in some places you have to be a registered party supporter or a party member to vote. In other places you don't have to be. You can be anyone, and you can just say, oh, I want the Democratic primary ticket or I want the Republican primary ticket. And in some places where they have a thing called a jungle primary, which they used to have in California, you can take tickets for both sides. We're most familiar with them here because we see so much coverage of the US presidential primary system, but all positions potentially in America in different states can be subject to a primary, even in places where they elect the dog catcher or a judge, you can have a primary.
Well, because they'll elect anyone in America. I mean, any position. Now, a question that occurred to me when I was reading your article: is it quite fair that if, for example, we were having a primary for some Labor position in a Labor candidate in Australia, that Liberals would be able to participate in that voting process?
Well, that's not my preferred option. My preferred option is that you would have a system whereby you had to either be a member of the party to vote in the primary, or you would come along and pay a fee. And the reason that I like that system is because, obviously, you know, if Liberal Party people were voting in a Labor Party primary, it would be in their interests to choose the least electable Labor Party candidate so they had the best chance in the election.
Yeah, one would think so. Mm.
So that was why I made the suggestion that people should pay money, because it would discourage that sort of behaviour.
Also, by opening it up, in a sense, you're taking away one of the great pluses of being a member of a political party, aren't you, which is the right often to participate in the pre-selection process.
Well, what I wanted to make sure is that you weren't going to gut the parties by doing this too, because you do want people to be involved in the party, and that's really what is at the root of this. So my view is, at the very first, you'd need people to be nominated by a certain number of party members, and you'd want to make the fee for voting in a primary large enough so it didn't discourage people from joining the party, but small enough so it wasn't pricing people out of actually turning up and voting at a primary.
Mm, you'd have to deter all the stooges the other party might put up too, wouldn't you?
No, absolutely. But I think one of the problems that we're facing in the case of the parties in Australia is the growth of these executive pre-selections that are occurring. That happens much less in the Liberal Party than in the Labor Party. It surprised me how many people we were seeing who'd been subject to a national executive or an N40 pre-selection, where essentially somewhere between 20 and 40 people select them. And there's some pretty infamous names there. People like Belinda Neal and George Newhouse were both chosen under that system. Peter Garrett, who, you know, he may have had an estimable career before his time in politics, but I think most people would regard him as not having been that successful a politician. Same with Jenny George or Sharon Bird. And I think actually when you aggregate and you increase the number of people voting for a candidate, you actually probably get better candidates in the end of the day because they're being tested by a greater number of people.
Well, would under your system, and please tell us a bit more about it at this point, first of all, we are talking about pre-selections for most MPs and senators, are we?
Yes, or not for senators. I proposed it for lower house MPs. Mm. And what I particularly proposed is that we should have a pilot system because, you know, this is a quite a radical change in Australian political culture and you'd like to give it a test to see how it would go. I mean, ultimately, you'd like the system to be run by the Electoral Commission. But initially, I think the parties would need to roll it to run the system. And what I thought would be a good place to do it would be to have a primary in what you might call an open seat, and that's a newly created seat, which is the result of a redistribution, or a seat which the party doesn't currently hold, or a seat where the sitting member's retiring. So take somewhere like Mayo, you could have had a primary there, or if there was a new seat opening up somewhere, as there have been in Queensland the last couple of elections.
And would the person who, would the people nominated have to come from within the political party?
They'd have to have been nominated by members of the party. Whether you have a particular period that somebody needs to be a member before being nominated, you know, that's a matter for the party concerned. My view is that as long as they're obviously somebody who has values which reflect the values of the party, you would perhaps potentially cut away candidates who could be quite good if you restricted it to people who were currently active party members for too long a period.
But if the people had to be nominated by the existing members of the party anyway, wouldn't the field be pretty similar to what it is now?
Well, you might encourage more people to become involved because I think there's a perception that it's difficult to get a party pre-selection because you have to have involved yourself so much in the internal workings of a party. For instance, imagine if Peter Cosgrove came along and he decided he'd like to run for a pre-selection somewhere. I think it would be difficult for the parties to try to give him a go because, you know, he may not have met the membership requirements, he may not have gone to a requisite number of meetings. You know, he may not have been working the branches in the local area. Now, parties have ways of getting around that, but I like the idea of having a primary and having more people in the community determine this, more people who support the party generally.
Mm. And in what way, you said before that you thought that this approach might lead to a better quality of candidate. In what ways, we're almost out of time by the way, but just briefly, in what ways would the candidates perhaps be better?
Well, I think a primary election tests how someone would go in a general election because the same skills are involved. The skill of fundraising, the skill of building a support base in the community, the skill of being able to get out and do the door knocking and the tough stuff of campaigning. We've just had elections in the ACT, which are essentially like a primary because you've got a series of different members running the same seat.
And Julian, I'm afraid we're almost out of time, but very quickly, I just noticed from your article, one of the people who was selected by this system was actually Boris Johnson, the Mayor of London.
That's right. And the UK are doing this, and think we should go down this route too.
Okay. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Michael.
Julian Leeser is Executive Director of the Menzies Research Centre, a think tank of the Liberal Party.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.